This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome to Thanksgiving week, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving week to all of you. By the way, a quick Thanksgiving story before I get to all the big news of the day. Thanksgiving dinner costs fall to the lowest level in a decade. The cost of a traditional Thanksgiving feast for 10 will be $48.91, according to the American Farm Bureau's annual survey of classic items found on the Thanksgiving Day dinner table. That's up just one penny from last year, when it was $48.90, now it's $48.91. The average cost of this year's Thanksgiving dinner is essentially unchanged from last year after 3 years of decline. Added for inflation, the cost of Thanksgiving is actually down to $19.13, the lowest level in more than a decade. Now, I just bring that up because if Obama was president, it would be the number one news story in America. And everybody would be screaming, every liberal, oh my God, how good this is for black people. How good this is for Hispanic people. How good this is for people of color. How good this is for poor white people in Appalachia. How good this is for all the people we should have compassion for. Thank you, God, King Obama. But because it's Trump, no one will say a word about it. I just thought I'd bring it up. When good things are happening, when inflation is zero, at the same time as the average person has $5,000 more in income coming in since Trump became president, at the same time as you all get a $2,000 plus tax cut since Trump became president, and at the same time, inflation is zero, and everything you buy is unchanged, you know what you call that? The Goldilocks economy. It doesn't get more perfect than that. But Trump will get no credit, zero. So on my show, he gets credit. I thought I'd bring it up. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, because there's the Thanksgiving news that you deserve to know that you'll never hear on NBC, CBS, ABC, and 20 other networks around the country and any newspaper around the country. No one will tell you that. And then another news story that is not my usual. You know, I've usually got some really great stories. I've got some again today. But I'm a big dog lover, so I can't not start the show by mentioning that the hero dog Conan visits the White House. President Trump invited the dog who was on that famous raid, led that famous raid, where they killed Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi on Monday. Say that five times fast. And he surprised reporters at the White House. He brought Conan out. Conan is a tough cookie, Trump said. Nobody's going to mess with Conan. The dog was slightly injured in the raid that took place in October in Syria, but has returned to duty. And the president, the first lady, VP Pence, appeared in the Rose Garden with Conan to recognize her contribution to the successful raid. Pence praised the successful raid, noting there were no major injuries. We were able to complete the raid without any American casualty. And so I think having the special forces here today, who obviously can't come out in public, but also having this extraordinary dog here today is all a reflection of our armed forces and the great job they do. Trump remarked that even the toughest soldier would face tough chances against Conan, and that's the dog, noting that he got to see how quickly the dog could move during the visit. It's amazing. And yet you see how beautiful and calm during a situation like this. You're lucky he's not in a bad mood today. Conan is a female and a Belgian Malinois, I think that's how you pronounce it, and he serves in a canine unit in the military. The president gave Conan a medal and a plaque for her service. I think Conan knew exactly what was going on, he said. When asked if he would adopt the dog, Trump said the canine still had a lot more time to serve in the field. I love this dog, but Conan is not retiring yet. Conan is prime time age-wise, prime time. All right, so I just thought it was interesting. Gave him a medal. My kind of president, my kind of dog. Love it. And speaking of dogs... I'm not even going to say anything further. It just so happens the next article in my pile is about Ilhan Omar. That's all I'm going to say. I didn't say anything bad. I just said, speaking of dogs, we're talking about dogs. Now I'm talking about Ilhan Omar. There's a demarcation there. Don't let anyone say there wasn't a demarcation. She just popped up as the next topic as I was speaking of dogs, Ilhan Omar. And am I hearing that, or is the audience hearing that, too? I have no... Everybody's hearing that. How would I know? I can't tell if you're just playing that for me or the whole audience. Chris O'Sullivan, the man with all the sounds. Ilhan Omar is accused of being a paid agent of Qatar and accessing sensitive information for Iran. Now, is this true? I don't know. I'm always fair. I tell you, I don't know. I'm just going to tell you what's known out there. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. She's being accused of being a paid agent of the government of Qatar and using her position in Congress to access sensitive information for the benefit of Iran. This is all according to testimony in a civil suit in Florida. Let me say this again so liberals can never get me. I always say you're innocent until proven guilty. We don't know this to be a fact. But Alan Bender, a Kuwaiti-born Canadian businessman, made the accusations in a video conference testimony from Toronto for a civil case filed in Florida against the brother of the Emir of Qatar over allegations that the Sheikh ordered his American bodyguard to murder two people that he held as American paramedic hostage. So let's get to the part about Ilhan Omar. Explosive testimony. He says that he met with Qatar's secretary to the Emir for Security Affairs, Mohammed bin Ahmad bin Abdullah Al Masnad. How'd you like to learn that on the first day of kindergarten? Good luck to you. I'm glad I'm a Jew named Wayne Root. Can you imagine going to kindergarten? Can you please write your name out? Yes, ma'am. I am Mohammed bin Ahmad bin Abdullah Al Masnad. Excuse me, will I slip my wrists? I got to write that for the rest of my life. Oh, my God. The three allegedly claimed credit. Oh, so he met with... several royal officials, including the secretary to the emir, and the three allegedly claimed credit, these are the big shots of Qatar, for the meteoric rise of Omar, Ilhan Omar, saying, this is a quote, if it wasn't for our cash, Ilhan Omar would be another black Somali refugee in America collecting welfare and serving tables. This is according to Bender's sworn deposition. It was obtained by Al Arabiya English and authenticated by the attorneys for the plaintiffs. Bender claims to have been asked to recruit American politicians and journalists to be Qatari assets. He says he objected, and the Qatari officials responded by saying that several American politicians and journalists were already on the payroll, most prominently Ilhan Omar, who was described as the jewel of the crown, according to the deposition. Bender's accusations go much further. According to his testimony, Al Masnad said that Qatar recruited Ilhan Omar from even way before she thought about becoming a government official. They groomed her. They arranged the foundation for her to get into politics even before she showed interest. They convinced her. And she cooperated with the Qataris and received cash payments, he alleges in the deposition. He claims that once Omar took office, she used her position in the United States Congress to access sensitive information, which she then relayed to Qatar, and Qatar gave the information to Iran. Imam Tawadi, known as the Imam of Peace on Twitter, has been working for months to expose Ilhan Omar as a foreign agent. He posted a blind item thread in July with this tweet. This thread will be one of the most important threads I make on Twitter. The illegal case behind this will be exposed with full transparency and full details. And for now, I direct the following information to President Trump, VP Pence, Jared Kushner, Don Trump Jr., and Sean Hannity. And in September, this guy named Omar as an agent of Qatar. After nearly 30,000 retweets, the time has come to start exposing the truth about Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and what I stated in my pinned tweet below in July. This is how the matter will unfold and how she will be exposed for what she really is. And then he writes, the first step was to make the thread in the quoted tweet above and show how Ilhan Omar is working with and for the Qatari government and intelligence in the U.S. Congress and framing her critics like me. This is where the evidence comes in. So then in his tweet, he wrote about the lawsuit and that Bender had been subpoenaed to testify. He indicated he planned to leverage the case to expose Omar's ties to Qatar. by suggesting questions to the plaintiff's attorney, which he apparently has succeeded in doing. So, listen, folks, there's a lot of people that say a lot of things, a lot of women who claim that Trump attacked them, and they all turned out to be frauds. So who knows how truthful this is or isn't, except my gut instinct says it sounds exactly right. Come on. I've been saying that this woman is not Democrat Minnesota. She's D-Hamas and D-Hezbollah. It's like having a terrorist in the United States Congress. So none of this would surprise me in any way, shape, or form. And what else doesn't surprise me is the Democrats' worst nightmare is happening. Polls show 34% of black likely voters approve of Donald Trump. Again, hear me say the words likely voters, not registered voters. They're interviewing likely voters, which is the right thing to do. Likely voters are the ones who actually go out and vote. It doesn't matter what the rest of them think. You could go, as I keep saying on this show, ad nauseum. You could go to, what's that road called? Venice Beach. Or you go to Melrose Boulevard in L.A., or you go to Sunset Strip, and you can ask everyone on the Strip, and 70% will undoubtedly say they hate Trump. But now you find out if someone voted the last four elections in a row, and they'll like Trump. And the numbers will be in favor of Trump. So likely voters, 34% of black likely voters approve of Donald Trump. Democrats' worst nightmare. And when we get back, a reporter says Democrats are getting cold feet on impeachment. And a U.S. congressperson, Republican, says, I'm seeing Democrats coming out against impeachment. And you know, I'm coming out with a column in the next week to follow up with this middle-class tax cut I think would win it for Trump. And it's going to be eliminating Social Security taxes as part two. And just as I do that, Mayor Pete, the mayor of South Bend, that's all I'm going to say. It's a comic routine. Mayor Pete, the mayor of South Bend, announces a plan to raise taxes on Social Security. Can you imagine how dumb the Democratic Party is? They are suicidal. Raise taxes on Social Security? The senior citizens of America can't make it on what you're paying them. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We want to listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I thought I'd mention something great that happened over the weekend. So many things happen on a Saturday or Sunday, and by the time you get to Monday, it's forgotten. I hate when things happen over a weekend that are important, because they're forgotten, because there's all new stuff that's important today, and it gets lost. But President Trump announced that Navy Secretary Richard Spencer was fired after the Pentagon forces his resignation over the SEAL case involving Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. I've told you about the Eddie Gallagher case. There's so many names to remember. How can anyone's head keep this many names in a brain? I'm starting to lose my mind. But Bernie Kerik is a good friend of mine. Bernie was the former police commissioner of New York. Bernie helped put together the legal defense team to defend Eddie Gallagher. Eddie Gallagher got found innocent at a trial in San Diego by a jury of his peers, fellow military people, I'm guessing Navy SEALs, but definitely a jury of Navy military people. And the Navy was so mean, Trump kept saying, I reinstate everything, and he gets his pension. And the Navy comes along and says, uh-uh. Navy Secretary says, we're taking his Navy SEAL pin away. And so that was Richard Spencer, Richard V. Spencer, the Navy Secretary. Isn't that, to me, that's treason. To me, that's, what do you call it when you're on a ship and everybody wants to kill the captain? Mutiny. It's a mutiny on the ship, USS Trump. It's a mutiny. How can the head of the Navy, when Trump says we're giving him back all his pension and you're not going to touch him, the head of the Navy say, screw you, President. I disagree with you. We're taking his Navy SEAL Trident pin away. And then I said that. I tweeted out over the weekend, fire him. He's a bum. And sure enough, what happens on Sunday? Fired. Are you an idiot? You can't go against the President of the United States in the U.S. Navy, even if you're an admiral. It doesn't matter. You serve at the pleasure of the President. He could tell you to go F yourself. Have a nice life, buddy. Bye-bye. And Trump fired him. Richard V. Spencer. V stands for idiot. The Pentagon on Sunday announced it terminated Richard V. Spencer, a secretary of the Navy, over his handling of the Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's war crimes case. Defense Secretary Mark Esper asked for the resignation of Navy Secretary Richard Spencer on Sunday. This was after Spencer's continued threats to the Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. Eddie Gallagher served 19 years in the Navy, 8 tours, 6 of which as an elite special forces operator, ranked as the top SEAL chief, and his platoon ranked as the top SEAL platoon. Secretary Spencer continued to threaten Navy SEAL Gallagher after his pardon by President Trump. Who does that? Why would you do that? You're asking to be fired. And why would you go after such a hero? And on Sunday evening, he announced Spencer's replacement and reassured Americans Eddie Gallagher will retire in peace with his rank and his trident pin. Trump tweeted out, "I was not pleased with the way Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's trial was handled by the Navy. He was treated very badly. Despite this, exonerated on all major charges. I then restored Eddie's rank. Likewise, large cost overruns from past administrations." And then he announced, "Admiral and now Ambassador to Norway Ken Braithwaite will be nominated by me to be the new Secretary of the Navy." And then he said, "Honors that he has earned, including his trident pin, Admiral and now Ambassador to Norway, Ken Braithwaite be nominated by me to be new Secretary of the Navy. Man of great achievement and success. I know Ken will do an outstanding job." He restored Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's rank of Chief Petty Officer after overzealous Obama hacks hunted him down for taking a picture with a dead ISIS terrorist. And then the Navy denied a request for clemency and upheld a sentence to reduce the rank of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher for posing with the corpse of an ISIS terrorist, despite the fact that there were other people in the picture. His whole team was in the picture. A jury in July found him not guilty of war crimes. He was cleared of murder charges, but the jury sentenced him to reduced rank and partial pay because he took a photo with a dead ISIS terrorist. And Trump stepped in. My man Trump. Great job. And then we come back again to Social Security. I told you I'd come back to it. Americans are in so much trouble. And Pete Butthead announced a plan to raise taxes on Social Security. He announced individuals earning over $250,000 a year, families over $500,000, would face higher Social Security taxes if he's elected. The plan also suggested more wealthy seniors would get modest Social Security benefits as a result of their additional taxes. Just when I'm about to announce no taxes on Social Security. Sorry, it doesn't matter how much you make. If you worked your whole life and paid into it, you deserve to get it out, and you should not be paying any taxes on it. Why would you have to pay taxes on Social Security when the government stole your money for 40 years and they're giving it back to you with basically zero interest? It's the most pathetic retirement plan in the history of mankind. And I put all that money in, and I shouldn't have to pay one dime in taxes on the way out because you stole it from me at gunpoint, first of all, and you paid me almost no interest on it, probably zero, probably negative interest. I'm getting back the lousiest deal in history. And he wants to raise my taxes. Good for you.
As we watched the suburban garden gnome carefully without disturbing it, he noticed that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump makes a surprise visit to Afghanistan, visiting troops on Thanksgiving and announcing the resumption of peace talks with the Taliban.
Taliban wants to make a deal. We'll see if they want to make a deal. It's got to be a real deal, but we'll see. But they want to make a deal.
President Trump continues.
And they only want to make a deal because you're doing a great job. That's the only reason they want to make a deal. So I want to thank you, and I want to thank the Afghan soldiers.
Weather a big story on this Thanksgiving Day, as many folks are digging out from over a foot of snow all the way from Colorado to Wisconsin. Meanwhile, in Indiana, Indianapolis Power and Light Company crews are working through Thanksgiving following strong wind damage. IPL Senior Vice President Joe Brantley says their main priority is safety.
In the event that you have a power line that's down, please call us, and those power lines, I am urging people to stay away from those.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I never did my station identification. I got to tell you who runs the show around here. First of all, it's Wayne Allen Root. We're on Unfiltered on USA Radio. At Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, a relentless Trump warrior, and conservative capitalist evangelist right here for you in the world-famous war room. Deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump land, let's go to war. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. The great Edward Stoltz came in my shot in radio. It was on local Vegas radio, and who knew it would blossom into national radio syndication and then national TV. Thank you, Ed. You're the best. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave him my shot in national syndication. Two men of great taste. That's why this show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. When you're that good, it rhymes. We're in the Root Wall studio. Root for the Wall PAC is my new political action committee, and they've taken over the sponsorship of this show. RootWall.com is the main title sponsor because Congress will never fund Trump's wall. And so it's time to take a stand. We either build a wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. We got to do it ourselves. The buck stops here. So please donate toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, or more importantly, just go to rootwall.com, rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Also want to mention the disclaimer so I don't get in trouble with the good old government. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for, responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, rootwall.com. All right, we've got our guest here, Lowell Ponte. He's the co-author of numerous books with Craig Smith. Hey, my great friend Craig Smith from Swiss America, including Money, Morality, and the Machine. He is a radio talk show host, and he's a friend of the show. Lowell Ponte, how are you, man?
I am well. Good to talk with you, Wayne. But, of course, the left does not object to building a wall. They've already built one. It's just an outgoing wall, like the Berlin Wall, so that people who are taxpayers and who the IRS says owe the money, they are not allowed to leave. The IRS has the power now to push a button and neutralize your passport, so you can't leave the country if they wish.
Yes, and I, by the way, I've said many times on this show, Lowell, that I think that California soon is going to need to build a wall to keep people in, because no one wants to stay there anymore. Everyone's leaving California. The taxes are insane, and the whole state is being run for illegal aliens. It's Cali, Mexico now. It's not America anymore, and everybody wants to get out, and all the movie vans are leaving California, and none are coming in. They're going to need to build a wall, because otherwise everybody with money and high incomes and business owners are all going to leave, and there's going to be nothing left but illegal aliens and welfare addicts and government employees with giant pensions. And who's going to pay the bill? Nobody. So there's the next wall that's going to be built.
Yeah, could be, but as you say, a lot of welfare recipients. But one-third of all America's welfare recipients are in California. More than a quarter of the illegal aliens are in California. Probably a quarter of all the homeless Americans are in California. So those are the people. Those who are government dependents tend to stay. But, of course, soon the guinea pigs are going to put their hands out and say, give us more. And the government's going to say, nobody's here left paying taxes.
That's it. That's what I was going to say. It's like, yeah, there'll always be a lot of population left because the poor people and the welfare addicts and the drug addicts and the felons and the illegals have nowhere else to go. But someone's got to pay for them, and the people who pay the bill are all going to leave, as I did 18 years ago. I escaped from California 18 years ago. Let's talk about the topic, though, that I had you on the show for, because you seem to be a bit of an expert on Michael Bloomberg, and he's now officially entered the race for president. I don't think he's going to go anywhere. My gut instinct says, just like Tom Steyer, they all think, you know, because Trump won, just because you're a billionaire, that means you're an automatic winner. And the reality is it was this massive, amazing combination of Trump being a celebrity, not a billionaire, a TV celebrity, and a golden name of business, as well as a great personality and kind of a strange guy, which makes him very interesting. You know, huge, charismatic personality who says you're fired a lot, and that got everybody interested. And also the right message for the middle class. I don't think that Bloomberg has any charisma or any personality. I don't think he has the right message, just like Tom Steyer is at 1% in the polls. He's a billionaire, more money than Trump, but he's got no personality, no message. So I don't think Bloomberg's going anywhere, but you're the Bloomberg expert, so tell us what you think about the Michael Bloomberg chances for president.
Oh, well, quick note on Steyer. Tom Steyer, how did he get his billions? He did it by selling coal mines,
yes,
by selling coal, and by dealing in a company that runs private for-profit prisons. The very things that Democrats love so much.
Yeah, well, that's why he's
so 1%. In other words, he's a living antithesis of everything they stand for, purportedly, and yet he's an ego freak, wants to be their hero. Now, as to Michael Bloomberg, I mean, Trump at age 73 is worth, what, $3.1 billion, according to Forbes. That would make him the 259th wealthiest person in the U.S., the 715th richest person in the world. Bloomberg, by comparison, worth $52.3 billion, making him the 9th richest person in the U.S., the 14th wealthiest in the world. But he, of course, is a media baron. And then the same day that he announces formally that he is going to be a candidate, Bloomberg News, which is a huge news consortium, says they will never publish an investigation of Bloomberg. They will not publish investigations into the behavior of any other Democrat candidate, but they will continue to hound Trump. Now, that tells me his company is openly saying, we're now totally dishonest. We may always have been dishonest, but we're now making it official. We're going to lie to you.
Right. Well, look, it's as if Donald Trump owned a major media company, like, say, Trump owned Fox News. And Fox News announced the minute Trump, our boss, runs for office, we're going to never mention anything good or bad about Trump. We're never going to investigate. We're never going to say anything. But we're going to go after all the other guys. That, to me, is an in-kind contribution right there.
Absolutely. And Bloomberg has a certain number of deficiencies. Let's face it. He's a gun grabber. He actually sent secret police from New York City down to the Carolinas, North and South Carolina, to hang out in the gun stores and monitor what New Yorkers were buying in those stores by way of ammunition and guns. That sounds like pretty egomaniacal to me. Now, by contrast, Bloomberg has said he wants to control how much soda pop you can drink,
right,
how much salt you can eat, how much trans fats you can eat, where you're permitted to smoke, and so on. In other words, he's going to control every little aspect of your life if he can. And that bespeaks a really twisted personality. It's as if he is the adult and all the rest of us are the children who he's going to run. However, when you look at his employees at this media consortium, the New York Times on November 14th said that Bloomberg was giving a sales pitch to his employees, talking about how the magical computer terminal that is at the heart of his company can do everything, including provide oral sex. Although he used a cruder term for it, said the New York Times. I guess Mr. Bloomberg was quoted as saying, that puts a lot of you girls out of business.
Oh, my gosh.
He's saying this to his female employees.
Not good.
What a wonderful leader.
Yeah, not good. That's not a good idea. And by the way, my understanding is he has a lot of problems with the Me Too movement anyway. There's been some sort of rumblings about sexual harassment lawsuits or sexual harassment charges in the past with Bloomberg's. Many people have mentioned to me he's got a Me Too problem, and I don't know. Let me ask you. I don't know if that means they're saying they've heard through the grapevine that women are complaining, or there's been lawsuits that have actually come public. I don't know which one of those two is true, but I've heard he is directly associated with Me Too problems. Have you heard that?
I have heard that, but on the other hand, we can be generous and say he was really just engaged in a stop and frisk personal policy with his employees instead of merely having his police do it to blacks and Latinos. So here he is. No decent black can vote for him, no decent Latino can vote for him, and no woman can vote for him. Other than that, he's a shoo-in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, the other thing is, I mean, I've heard him speak, not a lot of times in my life, but a few, and I think he's just really boring, and he sounds like a really well-mannered rich man who speaks perfectly with, like, a Boston rich man's accent. But meanwhile, Donald Trump was a rich man who speaks like, you know, a real person. In other words, he spent his life hanging out with his father's steel workers, you know, guys building his buildings, and so he became kind of a blue-collar talker and thinker, even though he's a billionaire. That's what's endeared him to working-class, middle-class people. Bloomberg doesn't have any endearing qualities to working-class, middle-class people. So what I can see, he looks and acts and talks like a really rich guy who thinks he's better than you and me. So I don't see it working. What do you say?
Well, Trump believes in democracy. But Trump had an unusual advantage in the primaries in 2016, and the liberal media wanted to pick the Republican who would be weakest against Hillary Clinton, so they gave $2 billion worth of free airtime to Donald Trump. thinking he'd be a pushover. Unfortunately for Hillary, it didn't work out that way. He turned out to be the star, the commander, the person who had real charisma, because he did appeal to ordinary people. Bloomberg, by the way, has already established if he's going to run, and he apparently is, he wants to run on Super Tuesday, March 3rd. He wants to run in 14 state contests based on huge money buys in the media. He does have one minor advantage. He has enough money and the willingness to spend it that he could buy every available ad minute on every network, on every major station in the country, and just devour the media the way Trump did, basically. He did it not, but Trump did it for free. Trump did not do it by buying the time. Bloomberg thinks if he buys the time, everyone will believe his ads.
And by the way, let me point out, it's important to mention, yes, Trump got $2 billion in free media, and then once you add in the actual election against Hillary, he probably got $4 billion in free media, but most of it was negative, Lowell. It wasn't positive, but it made his name even more famous, and I think in the end, that's all that mattered. The guy with the most famous name generally wins the election, so Trump understood, just use the media, whether they say good or bad, as long as they spell your name right, they're making you famous and getting you elected, right?
There's one other catch. Of course, Trump is 7 inches taller than Bloomberg, and usually in presidential races, the taller candidate wins,
yes.
And we know what those 7 inches are about.
Hey, Lowell, normally is where I say goodbye to guests, but I want to bring you back on the other side to ask you a couple more questions. Can you stay with us for a minute?
Absolutely.
All right, good. Lowell Ponte, co-author of numerous books, with my great buddy Craig Smith of Switzerland. America, you know, the sponsor of my radio and TV shows. His one of the books he co-writes with Craig Smith, Money, Morality, and the Machine. He's a radio talk show host, an all-around good guy, and a bit of an expert on Mike Bloomberg, and I wanted to get into that a little bit today. So we'll be right back, more with Lowell Ponte and more stories about Mike Bloomberg. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates. RootWall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
You know, Democrats are so freaking crazy and radical. I mean, they're the best thing that ever happened to us. I think I'm going to make that my Thanksgiving column for my nationally syndicated newspaper column. I'm thankful the Democratic Party's insane because they can't beat Trump. Socialist crackpot Bernie Sanders, before I get to my guest who's waiting patiently, Lowell Ponte, I want to mention a couple of headlines. Socialist crackpot Bernie Sanders says he will tax the poor and the middle class to fund Medicare for all, including illegal aliens. And Elizabeth Warren says, of course she's willing to spend taxpayer money to take down parts of the border wall. We want to build the wall. She wants to use taxpayer money to take down the wall. And former Bill Clinton pilot charged with aggravated child molestation, sodomy, and statutory rape. Bill Clinton pilots. In other words, when Clinton flew around on Air Force One, this guy must have been his pilot. I'll get into that story just a little bit later. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show is Swiss America. There we go. Coincidence of the day. Swiss America sponsors this second half of hour number one on the Wayne Allen Root Show. And, of course, Lowell Ponte is a great guest and a friend of Craig Smith of Swiss America. So it worked out perfectly. And gold and silver work out perfectly. Undervalued, excellent growth potential. In 2020, they've had a great run in 2019, and Swiss America is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me. They're taking a hit. They're selling to you below cost, and they're delivering it to you for $16.50 each, the U.S. Peace Dollar. Exclusive offer for my listeners. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, welcome back, Lowell Ponte, to the show. How are you?
Great honor to be with you, Wayne. By the way, if you'd like one of those books that Craig Smith and I do, Money, Morality, and the Machine is our seventh book. If you'd like a copy of that, 250 pages that read like a novel, you get it just by calling 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. We also have a brand new white paper out called China's Top Secret War, the war they're waging with us, which is largely an economic war and is largely sucking in U.S. investors who don't even know that their retirement funds and so on are actually invested in communist entities over in China. So whether you'll ever actually be able to collect on that, we will see. But in the meanwhile, we have an even greater uncertainty with Michael Bloomberg, because who knows what he stands for anymore. He's now repudiating the one policy he was best known for as successful, that stop-and-frisk policy against authorities. At least it reduced crime. He's been a Republican, a Democrat, an Independent, depending. He switches back and forth depending on which will profit him most. At least Trump, when he ceased to be a Democrat and committing all those sins before 2009, when he's changed, he changed. He became anti-abortion. He became a decent guy. But who knows what Bloomberg is now that he's repudiating virtually everything he stood for. There is one thing he probably won't repudiate, and that is he's a non-practicing Jew who has consistently supported Israel and opposed the BDS movement, the boycott, divest, and sanction movement by the left, attempting to destroy Israel economically. The only problem is the Democratic Party is now more and more
right. Right. So,
if you're a believing Jew in an anti-Semitic public party?
Right. What do you do? I don't know. I mean, I think he's in the wrong party, but I personally wouldn't vote for him in the Republican Party, so he had nowhere else to go. He could have been an independent. I guess if you're going to be a mixture like that of liberal and maybe, you know, he's not conservative, but maybe rhino Republican type mixed with liberal, then you should run as an independent. But he knows you can't win as an independent. You can only win inside the confines of the two organized parties in America, Republican or Democrat, and he knew nobody would ever beat Trump in the GOP because Trump's beloved in the GOP, so he had to run as a Democrat. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he'll be like Tom Steyer. He'll be lucky to break 5%. You know, the only difference between him and Steyer is Steyer, I don't think, has spent the kind of money that Bloomberg is now committed to spending. Isn't he going to spend like $50 billion, something like, excuse me, $50 million or more in the next few weeks?
In his most vulnerable mayoralty race, his inner staff said that he told them he was prepared to spend $500 million to get reelected as mayor of New York.
For mayor.
Yeah, now he has more than $50 billion he can spend, which, as I say, means he can buy every available ad spot from now till doomsday.
Wow.
He is, as Frank Luntz said, richer than God.
Yes,
and he may very well use that kind of money, but what's interesting is he represents a major transition. It used to be that the Joe Bidens and so on would suck money off the rich. I mean, Trump knew this very well. I mean, there was a time when Chuck Schumer and others came to Trump and begged him for money, and he gave it to them back when he was a Democrat, and then he changed. Now, Bloomberg is one of those people they're used to sucking money off from, one of those billionaires like Steyer, who has said, I'm better than the people I'm funding here. Why don't I just run directly?
Right.
Well, we want the best money government money can buy, and it looks like the money is getting it.
Yeah, but again, he's white. He's male, he's older, like Biden. I don't believe you can win with those three characteristics in the Democrat Party. I don't believe it's possible. You know, in other words, I never thought Biden would get the nomination. I still don't think Biden has any chance to get the nomination. I don't care if he's in first in a few polls. He's also in fourth in a few polls. He's just, you know, wind is sucking out of him. He can't raise money. Democrats want women, gays, blacks, Hispanics, someone of color. I don't believe Bloomberg, with all the money in the world, can get the nomination. But we'll see. Lowell Ponte, thank you for coming on and educating us about Michael Bloomberg. Thanks for being a great author. Loved your book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. And tell Craig Smith I said hello.
Will do. God bless, Wayne.
All right, Lowell. We'll be back in a sec. Wayne Allyn, War.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.